What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Welcome. This is Venus Castleberg on Outside the Impossible. Just like I wanted to talk today about being unlimited and being limitless. You know, all those places where we tell ourselves we can't do something or we can't have something or it's not possible for us. I'd like to challenge each and every one of you to actually think outside the box and think, what if everything was possible? And today I have a couple of guests. One of them isn't quite here yet. She'll be here shortly, but I have, I have Joseph Dukes, here to talk to me about being unlimited. Welcome, Joseph.
Hey, Venus. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Oh man, I'm phenomenal. Beautiful day.
It is. Here in France.
Here, hanging out in the French countryside, looking at horses and puppies and green trees.
It's awesome.
Fantastic.
So on this topic of being unlimited, what would being unlimited look like to you?
Wow. Well, to me, being unlimited really means where I get to take the brakes off of me. That's I know I've for most of my life I have worked hard to try to fit in to the world around me, and in doing so I know a lot of times I've cut myself off. I've limited what I, I can only make so much money. I should only get my grades in school, even though I was, in fact, I can think of one time where literally I was a straight A student until I realized that nobody else I ran with was straight A students. And then I didn't want to be the odd duck out. So I started to change, and I literally, and I guess I could say I dumped myself down to fit in the box. And that the terrible thing is, I remember being told one time that in the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king. And unfortunately, for a big chunk of my life, I was the man with one eye in the land of the blind. And so now being unlimited, team means that I can raise my level of play. Being unlimited means I can get around people that are living at a level so much higher than I am, and that stretches, the power of peer pressure is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. So one of the things that I'm looking at becoming and being more unlimited is by getting around people who have taken the lid off their own limitations. So that to me is what being unlimited means. It's taking the cap off of the ability of the amount of money I can create, taking off the cap of what kind of relationships I can have, what kind of parent I can be, what kind of friend I can be. So.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Welcome. I hear Patricia. Patricia just joined us. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. So glad to be here.
Yeah, we loved having you. We were just discussing, topic today is being unlimited, and I just wanted to know, like, from you guys, what does being unlimited look like to you?
Yeah. I could totally relate to what Joseph was saying. And I think I would also add the surprises that occurs when I'm willing to just let the unlimited happen, to just be open to any possibility. To me, being open to all possibilities is being unlimited. And so often when I do that, just the most amazing surprises come about. It's just like, it's so much fun. So it's just, you know, being unlimited then to me is also just being joyful and playful and fun and enjoying life and just really being present, you know. That's all part of being unlimited for me. That's, yeah, the joy of life.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you for sharing. And Joseph, you kind of talked on something, you touched on something that I think is very true for a lot of us, is it's like at some point something happened and we make a decision to not be that brilliant, amazing self. You know, we make this this decision that we want to fit in, that fitting in is better than being unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of other places where you might have stopped yourself, or that you stop yourself from everything you desire?
Yeah, I can, that's an awful long list. I know that for me, places where I have stopped myself and where I've really seen myself hit a wall or put the brakes on is in the area of finances. I mean, you know, I know that there have been times in you know, the last 13 years I've been working, gosh, last almost 20 years now I've been working in financial services of one form or another. And it's interesting that, you know, during those times when my businesses just has been absolutely blowing up and rocking, I literally look at some of the people around me and they weren't flourishing as much as I was. And so I literally pulled back. Like I didn't want to get too far ahead. I wanted everyone to come along. I wanted everyone to be able to participate in that. And so I literally would back off on my ability to, my ability to receive money or my creating of my business. And I would slow it down. Mm-hmm. So that way I could fit into the reality of other people. And really what it came down to is that I was afraid of being judged. I didn't want to be judged. I didn't want to stand out. I was uncomfortable with being judged, and I'm super excited as I'm seeing those points of view change now, is really being able to look and see different areas of my life where now I'm actually looking forward to being judged, because I know that whether it's a judgment of, you know, someone doesn't like me or someone thinks what I'm doing is awesome. So.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So, and for those of you who are joining us and listening to us that may not know, I've done the clearing statement a few different times. But the clearing statement, if you want to learn more, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. But today in our conversation, I'm actually going to be doing some clearings to also clear some of this stuff out, because the truth is, that has been one of the greatest gifts that I have actually received over the last 10, 20 years of doing all these life coaching and access consciousness, has been knowing that I have the power to change anything. And that is a place where I've really noticed I'm unlimited. There is nothing that we cannot change. There is nothing that we cannot have print in our life. And but it really is a choice. And also we have these lovely little tools, and today we're going to use some of the clearing statement.
Awesome.
So everything that doesn't allow you to have the amount of money you truly desire, will you destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all night, shorts, boys, and meons. Great. Thank you for sharing. And Patricia, how about you? Is it there's where do you stop yourself from having all you desire? Where do you stop yourself in general? Is there a place? Yeah, yeah.
I think Joseph, I have to tail on Joseph that's about judgment. I think I've always been sort of a people pleaser and always wanted to, everybody to like me and to do the right thing. And so I would, I often would stop myself. It's just, and so being unlimited would be, and being willing to just accept all those judgments and not let what other people think impact what I choose to do. So, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So, that's actually, I think that's probably what we were just talking about. Like, that's what stops us when we're kids, and there's something that we're taught is that we're supposed to fit in, that we're supposed to be like everybody else, that we're supposed to be normal, average, real.
Right.
So, which then has us worried that if people are judging us, we're not being those normal, average, and real things. We're being different. And Dr. Dane here did a great book called Being You, Changing the World. And right now he's doing a class, a year-long class. It's a Be Different, Stay Weird. And it's like just, but it really is that encouragement to be all that we can be, regardless of what anybody else thinks of us. So, Patricia, everything that has you worried about what anybody else thinks about you, would you destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and meons. Great. So, cool. Then what are you guys aware of now?
Yeah, one of the things that kind of came up for me when you were doing that was about my family, and still, and I definitely see things changing as I've changed. I see my relationship with my family changing as well, and yet still occasionally, this the old self or the old ideas kind of raise their heads and says like, oh no, you shouldn't do that. You got to be careful or whatever. So, yeah, I think I'd love to talk about all my relationships with my family and where it stops me from being who I truly am.
Awesome. So everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate at times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, ways, and beyonds. And can I ask you a question about that?
Yes, please do.
Okay, cool. So what have you made so valuable about fitting into your family?
Survival.
So everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate at times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Great. What are you aware of now?
Just the ability to be present and loving and kind and not regardless of what other people or my family or any of them think or say or what their realities are.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And it's such a good point because it really is, I mean, we get it from all, whether it's family, friends, loved ones, relationships, whatever. A lot of times those boxes that people try to put us in are, they want us to stay small. They want us to stay contained because they don't want to change. And if you change, then they have to look at their stuff, even if they don't want to,
wow.
Right? So the question then is, are you willing to be the change that you wish to see in the world? Are you willing to be the change you wish to see in your family? Are you willing to be the change that you wish to see in your relationships? If so, you're going to have to be way different. Right? Because nobody else, you know, they're not gonna want to do that, right? So anything that doesn't allow you to be the change you wish to see in the world, in your families, your relationships, would you destroy and uncreate at times of God's like?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys, meons. Wonderful. And what are you guys aware of now?
I know for me, the fact that I have the, you know, some of the choices that I've been making here over the last 6 to 12 months, just in being more engaged and willing to be more of me. And the cool thing is that I have a lot more of me left to peel back and uncover and show. And I know that it's interesting how my business has changed, my life has grown, my life has expanded to the point now to where I'm, happy to the point of where I'm like I was saying earlier today that I was wondering, you know, if someone would have told me I was living the life, if I had had the joy that I have in my life now, you know, 18 months ago, I would have laughed at them, and it would have not have been a happy laugh. It would have been a very bitter, sarcastic laugh. And just a lot of that has to do with me accepting that I am wonderful and weird, and that, you know, and the more I can expose myself to, you know, the world and just be limitless in my joy, you know, because it's, I mean, I do, I have, people know when I think something's funny, because I have a very loud laugh, and I used to say it was a loud and obnoxious laugh, and I think it was you that pointed it out to me when I said that one day. I was just like, you know I have an obnoxious laugh, and really my laugh isn't obnoxious at all. It lets everyone know that, man, that guy thinks that stuff is funny as hell. And so, you know, whether they find it funny or not, I know I have a pretty weird and twisted sense of humor, and that's cool, because that's 100% me. So I love being able to be, you know, limitless in my joy. And how much more joy can I find that I haven't even discovered yet? Mm-hmm. So I'm super excited to find that out.
Awesome. Anything that doesn't allow it, we destroy and uncreate it.
Oh, heck yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. That's it. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be back on the other side. If you have to call in or would like to call in, 202-570-7057.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Great. Well, welcome back, folks. We're here with my special guest today, Joseph Dukes and Patricia Parrott, and we are talking about being unlimited. And right before the break, we were kind of talking about like places that we stop ourselves and the places that we desire to have more in our lives. You know, it's interesting that we have a lot of we have a lot of limits on what we think is possible. It's almost like there's only so much success, beauty, amazingness, awesomeness that we allow ourselves. Because if we really, really tapped in to what was really possible and all that the universe desires to gift us, not to give us in return for something else that we did, not to gift us. The universe desires to gift us the world and so much more. And we have these limits. We have these caps, like to how much we can receive. And Joseph mentioned it in the beginning, and I was just like, yeah, it's like we all have that. Like, I can only have this much. I can only be this successful. I can only have this much money. I can only be this happy, like, you know, or healthy. You know, it's like, I have a great example. Like, I know for me that something that I have done over the years is that I'll have like this, like, completely magical, amazing day, week, month. I'll have this period of time where things are just so magical and I'm really tapping into that being unlimited thing. And then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, that's too much. I can't. And it's not even a conscious thought. It's like this like unconscious thought that goes, no, can't have that. And I will actually almost every time make myself sick in some way. Like suddenly I come down with a cold or I come down with some stomach bug or like, cause it's like, no, I can't, everything can't be perfect in my life. Everything can't be great in my life. Cause that's too much. Can you text Mom? She's making too much noise. So everywhere where we have like said, there's only so much money I can have in the bank. There's only so much I can have, only so much joy and happiness I can have. Would you destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Cool. So, yeah, go ahead.
It brought me, kind of brought up, you know, that, like you said, this thing that we're all taught that, and that I bought into for so long is that there is a limit of everything, you know, it's a limited amount of money. And so if I have more money than the next person, then someone else is going to have less. Like it's always a given, like an or kind of scenario. Okay. Instead of what's really true, the unlimited is an and scenario. It includes it all, you know, so. I just think about how many times I bought into that idea, like, oh, but if I have all this, then
then I'm going to be taking it away from somebody else, or, you know, that idea.
Right. Well, awesome. Thank you for saying that, because that's also such a common thing that people are like, if I have $1 billion, then nobody else can have $1 billion. Like, there are people that go without
limits.
Yeah. So yeah. Everywhere where you bought that there wasn't $1 billion for everyone out there, would you destroy it uncreated times a godzillion?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, hot pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Right? Right. And happiness, right? And then, this is a good one. Like, how often are we like super happy, joyful, blissed out, having a good time, and then we get around somebody who's having a bad day, and we're like, mm-hmm. Oh no, they're having a bad day, so I better dumb it down. Right. I better lower my, you know, right. joy
you
meter.
Make them feel bad that they aren't having as awesome of a time as we are.
Right. Right. So what if, here's a different way of looking at it. What if the way to actually change somebody's mood isn't by lowering yours to theirs, but inviting them to yours?
Hmm.
So everything that doesn't have you be the invitation to something greater, would you destroy and uncreate at times a godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, yeah. Good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Well, on that same note is something that you had said was where the universe gifts you, which means that a gifting is something that's given with no expectation of return.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, as you were saying that, and I didn't want to interrupt you, but as you were saying that, I had all these realizations as you were saying that what was happening. And what was happening in my world was that I was waiting for the shoe to drop, like cause and effect. Like, okay, if I, in order for me to get X, I have to do Y. In order for you know, the universe or God or whoever to give me something, that I had to be, you know, I had to be something, or I had to do something, or I had to stand on my head and pat my tummy and, you know, wave a red flag in order for me to receive. And really, I'm starting to understand now that I can just choose. I can choose to have I can choose to have more in my life, more joy, more. I mean, I can choose the other way too, and I can choose to have more stuff I really don't want, which I've created that in my life in the past as well. And I really don't want to do that one again, because that sucked.
Right.
So just knowing now that the universe is desiring to gift me and is desiring to give me everything that I am willing to ask for and work towards. I mean, I realize I can't, you know, now the cool thing is that being limitless to me also means that I can't. You gave a great example one time where you said that the universe was going to come to you. You just had to sit on a beach and wait for it.
Yeah, that was actually like, I believed it would.
Right.
Yeah, just drop it out of the sky.
Right. Yeah. and in a way, I guess I kind of believe that as well. If I just wanted it bad enough and sat and prayed about it long enough and, you know, and thought about it hard enough and was a positive enough thinker, it would just happen. and there is that little action word that has been a real joy to do now. Now I love knowing that when I am focused on creating my life, that I can create anything I really desire. You know, and if what I'm doing right now isn't working, well, good news, I can have a different choice.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, there was a couple of different things in there I wanted to talk on. So, does the, you know, when you're walking through the forest, do the trees ask for something back when you're like, you're receiving the energy of the trees and the beauty that's around you? Is the earth sitting there going, okay, I want you to, you know, give back? Gifting is just that. It's gifting without an expectation of something in return. And all we have to do is receive it. And then Joseph talking about like this, you know, sitting on the beach waiting for things. Sometimes that action step that's required of us isn't necessarily linear. It's not like, hey, you know, you need to call this person or you need to do this X, Y, Z. Sometimes it's the universe going, would you go for a walk? Mm. You know, would you receive from the earth? Would you call a friend? And, you know, every time, like, have you ever thought about those times where you thought about your friends and you called them and they were like, wow, I was just thinking about you. Like, that right there is a gifting and receiving as well. And there's no limit to how much and how much magic there is and how much like it was just, you know, we've had some really great days in Paris and that was just one of the things was that it every time we turned a corner, every time we I don't know, made a different choice, it was so cool to see like how magical it could be and how, you know, and how unlimited it was. And I've shared this before, but I wanted to kind of re-emphasize how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible questions, keep things like growing and expanding. There's this great story. There was a woman who was in an Access Consciousness class and she got the question, how's it getting better than this? And then so she thought, well, I'm just going to practice it. And so she walked out and she found like a dime on the ground, right? And she picked up the dime and she was like, how's it getting better than this? And then she was walking down the street and she found a $20 bill. And she was like, wow, cool. How does it get better than this? And then she gets in a cab and then she, you know, is driving to her place or wherever she was going. And she opens the door and sees something shiny in the gutter, and she goes, she picks it up. It was a diamond bracelet. And she goes, oh, it can't get any better than that. And guess what? It stopped. So this is also one of those places where we limit what's possible because we stop believing in the magic. We stop believing in the question and asking the questions and opening ourselves to more and more and more. And again, a lot of that times that happens because we are now uncomfortable. We're uncomfortable with the amount that we're receiving. We're uncomfortable with the amount that the universe is gifting us. So everywhere where you have a limit on how much you can receive, would you destroy and uncreate it in totality?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons.
That is big.
Yeah, right.
That is well, and along that line. In fact, I was with a group of really successful business people that was here in Paris at this conference that I was at here this week, and we're staying at a 5-star resort and eating these gourmet meals and just seeing. I mean, I've never been to Paris, and totally blew my mind some of the stuff that's here. That I mean, it is. Breathtaking. And one of the guys came up to me and says, man, it doesn't get any better than this. And I was like, ouch. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, bro, if this is the best it gets, we're doomed. I says, man, I mean, don't get me wrong, this is an awesome place. And there's this is one of, you know, millions of awesome places in the world. I said, so hopefully we want to go someplace even better next year, right? I mean, because every year we're focusing on, you know, what can we do now and continuing to create, you know, more. And so I love that question. I think that's when you introduced me to that question a year and a half ago, it was one of the things that totally changed my life because I really couldn't see where it could get any better. I mean, I've had some really awesome stuff happen in my life and had some really junky stuff happen. And it was those times when that question here over the last year has really, you know, really helped me in a bunch of different ways. When when things were going terrible in relationships or things were going terrible financially and business-wise, it was that question of how does it get any better than that really, you know, turned the corner, because it made me ask that question. Oh, man, there's something more awesome right around the corner. And that's part, that is also part of my limitless journey too, is knowing that, hey, we're going to have, I'm going to have some times when it may not be so fun, but you know, how does it get any better than that is right there. And then we're going to have some awesome times that are going to blow our minds, and it's going to be just get better and better and better. So I'm super excited about seeing what the rest of today brings, what tomorrow brings, what next week brings.
Right. Yep, and being open to more and more and more. And would you guys be willing to turn the molecules of receiving on and up?
Yes.
And anything that doesn't allow that. Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, putt, all nine, shorts, boys, meons.
Yeah.
So did you have something, Patricia?
Yeah, I'd like to just back up a little bit and maybe you talk a little bit more about action. Because the conversations is just kind of like it brought up some things for me, and I got to thinking like, what is that? And I realized that sometimes with action, it's like I think that I know where I'm going, and so it's almost like sometimes I step into action and it's almost like trying to force an outcome, and that's not fun.
It's the action that's in the flow that's like. In asking the question, I love that, because when continually asking the question, then I'm not working towards a conclusion or some idea, but I'm in that unlimited place because I don't know the answer to the question. So then when I take action from there, it just has a totally different energy.
Yeah, awesome. And that's a great... Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question and a great topic, and I will talk more on that. We have another break here, so if you are out there and you'd like to call in for more questions as well, you can call to 202-570-7057 as we're talking about being unlimited. Hear you on the other side.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life, ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs, and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
We're back. Welcome. Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about being unlimited today. And right before the break, Patricia asked a great question because I talked a little bit about, like, you know, sometimes, well, you know, the universe does desire to gift everything to us. And it does also require for us a lot of the times, so maybe not all the times, but a lot of the times to actually leave your house. So, like, yes, it will bring you some things to your house, but sometimes you do have to leave your house.
Amazon Prime delivers everywhere.
That's true. I mean, true, good point. But, you know, if you want to start dating someone, you might need to go out.
Yeah, they don't. Amazon Prime does not.
Does not dating. No.
Not yet.
Not men to your door.
Not.
Well, bummer.
I don't know. When we were flying into Paris and driving down the A1, I did see the big Amazon distribution center here in Paris. So
it may deliver men.
Hey, yeah. You never can tell. Maybe it's all French men. With a ridiculous French accent. No?
Oui, oui.
Oh, we're having too much fun. Yeah. Oh, we're having fun.
Oh, stop having fun. This is serious business, folks. Anyway, so... so the, like, being in action, so that's an interesting point that you made there, Patricia, because if you've already decided you know where you're going, it does siphon what's possible a little bit more, because there is so much more possible than we can even imagine. So much more, so much far greater than anything you could actually imagine is possible. So you can have a possibility, an idea, or like moving towards something, but having a conclusion or having, like, I know where I'm going limits the magic.
Yeah.
Because so much more magic happens in the now when you don't necessarily know where you're going. Like, right. You know, for instance, the other day, just being like, you know, do you want to catch the metro? No, I just want to walk. Turned out the metro was like, got stuck. it didn't, you know, so that particular following that awareness, if I had been attached to traveling a certain way, I would have gotten stuck on the metro with everybody else that was stuck underground. Mm-hmm. Right. So, and you know, there's this great book, I've actually been reading lately. It's been 3 Feet from Gold. And one of the guys that, the guy interviews in there, he talks about, like, you know, having a target, having a goal in mind, having, you know, a place that you're going. But then letting go of the how, the when, the where, the what, you know, like all of those things, because then you can be surprised. So, like, if you have a target to get to the end of the road, and you're like, well, I'm going to walk to the end of the road. Well, you've already decided you know how you're going to get there. But if you didn't have a point of view about how you were going to get to the end of the road, you might pick up a skateboard, find a bike, you know, somebody might give you a ride, like, you know, who knows, a plane might land and be like, I'll take you, you know, you right. Balloon, you float, you know, so there's endless possibilities to how you get to those targets. Targets are not, targets are like an idea of what you like, but also that has to do, like, for instance, I know that I actually desire to generate and create $1 million. I've never done it yet. And I'm like, okay, what would that be like? And I'm like, I don't have a clue how, when, where, any of those things. But I know that I've asked the universe for that. And now all I have to do as far as action goes is follow the energy of the next step, the very next step. Not 10 steps down the road.
Right.
I only have to worry about the step right now. The one that's right in front of me today. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to receive it.
It also makes it.
Right.
Yeah. What did you say, Patricia?
Well, it makes it easier because it's like, I mean, if I want to make $1 million and I look at, if I look at the end result and like try and figure out the step, what all the things I have to do that, it's like I could get overwhelmed. You know, it's like,
sure.
I have to have the possibility of doing that. But if all I have to do is just take one step, I go like, wow, I can do that. You know, I can do this next thing, you know, and it can even be fun. It'd be like, I can just do this and not have to worry about all the other stuff that might be looming out there in the future, you know, to make it happen.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, I used to be a massage therapist, and if I had something I wanted to create in my life, I'd be like, okay, I need to do this many massages in the next 10 days to be able to create that. And it's like, I let all that go, then it can be a surprise. I mean, somebody could gift you some money, you could find some money, there could be, you know, any number of things that could happen. You could suddenly go, wow, I actually have a gold coin in my jewelry box that I forgot about, but, you know, it turns out to be worth something. Funny story, I actually had a friend of mine in Hawaii. She was, she had started a savings account in a separate bank account like 20 years prior, and she had completely forgotten about it. I don't know how she did it. That's brilliant in and of itself. But she forgot about it. It was something like $20,000 that she just forgot was there. And then when it came about in her awareness, she was like, oh, well, I just basically found $20,000. So you never know where it can come from, you know? And so thinking we know how the universe wants to gift us or how we're going to get what we want, that's not exactly action and receiving. That's trying to figure it out and doing it. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And anywhere where we've just been so focused on the end result that we can't be in the now, can we destroy and uncreate that? Times of God's light.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons.
Can we also clear every place where, you know, I know for me, I do get hung up on the how. I get hung up on the how. Like, I mean, it's interesting. I've created my businesses a certain way and created them to, you know, I mean, they're, you know, moderately successful in their own right. And yet there is, I mean, I know that when I get out of my own way, they will be 1,000 times greater than I've created them. I've continued to recreate the same thing again and again because I do it the same way because it's very predictable. So I'm ready to change tracks.
Awesome.
And, you know, so I'd love to clear that out of the way if you want to give me a hand.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, everywhere where you're still trying to figure out the how or that you've taken on that the how is your job, would you destroy and uncreate that times a gazillion?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pun, all nine shorts, boys and meons. The how isn't your job. The how is the universe's job.
Okay.
Cool. The only thing that you have to do, you do have to do one thing.
What's that?
Do you know what it is?
Lay it on me.
You have to ask. You have to ask the universe for what it is you truly desire. And then the how and the when and the where and all that stuff is up to the universe, right? Mm-hmm. But if you don't ask,
the universe won't know what to give me.
Right. It's a universal. It's even in the Bible. Ask and you shall receive. But you do have to ask. And then everything else is not your job.
Gotcha. Sweet.
So everything that everywhere where you have put a limit on how much you can ask for, because there's only a certain amount that's appropriate.
Oh.
Would you destroy an uncreated times godzillion?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, and meons. Cool. So what are you guys aware of now?
One of the things I thought of,
as Joseph was talking, was about figuring it out. And I got to thinking about, you know, how we figure things out from our thoughts. And I think it's in Access where they talk about thinking's overrated, wasted. You know,
your mind is a terrible thing. Waste it.
Right. It's way overrated.
Yeah. Yep. If you're thinking, you're stinking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Huh. Yeah. Well,
now it's time to ask more questions. Time to ask for more in my life.
Did you have a question, Patricia?
Oh, I was just really a comment, you know, about thinking and actually I lost it. So, go on.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, and everywhere where you bought the lie, anybody bought the lie that you didn't deserve it, that you didn't deserve to have everything you desire and so much more, would you destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. Deserving has nothing to do with it.
Bleeding from the eyes.
So if you suffer enough, you deserve to be paid enough. The trick, right? The trick is ask, and then turn the molecules you're receiving on and up.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Cool. So is there any other place in your lives that you've perceived that you've been limiting yourself, what you can have and receive, or any other questions you have about being limitless?
If I would like to really be limitless in my creationship, I really like to take the lid off of all the relationships in my life. I think there have been times that I've let people in there, and you use the word appropriate, you know, like appropriate amount of money to make appropriate. I mean, but truthfully, with anything that has limits, where I put limits on it, there's a quote unquote, and I'm making my air quote marks here, the appropriate amount, you know. I'm letting someone get to know me an appropriate amount. I'm letting someone in. I'm being vulnerable to an appropriate amount. So I'd love to be able to talk about that.
Okay, so what's your question?
How do I create more? How do I destroy the limits in all my relationships?
How do you think?
Damn it. Dadgum facilitators anyway, asking the questions. I would have to say that as funny as I was asking the question, I was answering the question in my head in some ways, because it comes down to being intimate with myself. You know, the more I can be intimate with myself, the more I can be intimate with others. So it's going to create greater bonds. It's going to create greater. So the more vulnerable I can be with myself, the more true I can be to my own nature, the more vulnerable I can be to others.
Awesome. So you mean you have to kind of receive you first before you can receive others?
Behave.
What?
Now I have to. Yes. Yes, I get to receive myself.
Awesome. And anything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and uncreate at times again?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And to piggyback on what we said right before that, also ask.
Can you say more on that?
Yeah, well, have you asked for what you desire your relationships to be? Because you're already trying to figure out the how before you've even asked for what it is you want.
Yeah, right. So I've either figured out the how, I'm trying to figure out the how, or I'm trying to get what I see in my head as the right kind of relationship, or how to be the right kind of dad, or how to be the right kind of friend, or the right kind of lover, or the right kind of this, or the right kind of that. So ask.
Ask for what it is you desire.
That's awesome.
Right? And everywhere where you're limiting what's possible in your relationships, would you destroy and uncreate that?
Amen, sister.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pock, pot, all nine shorts, boys, meons. Thank you, Patricia and Joseph, for being here. Loved having you on this show. See you guys, hear you guys next week.
All right. Thank you, Rena. It was awesome. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Patricia.